Commentator and middle school teacher Daniel Ferry has plenty of opportunity to observe the behavior of children.
If I ask Jeff to take something to the office, he'll ask, "Well, what is it?" If I ask Christine, she'll ask, "Could Karen come too?" We need separate hall passes for boys and girls. The girls' passes need more space to write all the names. There are differences between how boys and girls operate. Many are reluctant to admit this. Others will concede the readily observable differences, such as readiness to read, ways of thinking, height, how often they raise their hands or can sit still. These are things which can be observed, marked on checklists, quantified, analyzed, and written up in learned journals. But I am more intrigued by the unchecklistables. Those differences I recognize in my gut as I watch and rewatch them year after year. Like how a group of boys walks with a direction in mind like a flight of geese, all aligned to their leader by rank. But groups of girls walk all swarmed around the queen. Their destination matters less than what happens along the way. How boys begin a task by doing something, anything, and then they keep going until they get stuck. Only then will they sit down, try to solve that problem, and then keep going until they get stuck again, and then they repeat the process until the end. When girls face a task, they spend most of their time figuring out who gets to do what. Then the doing of it just somehow happens almost as an afterthought. Boys like firecrackers, but girls like glue, especially if there's glitter in it. Now, these are generalizations, of course, and as generalizations, they may offend. So, be offended. I'll be watching. Watching sixth graders as they approach life's great chasm. Totter for a great pre-adolescent moment at its edge, and they totter there smarter, stronger, and saner than they ever have been, or than they will be for another decade. Then they step over the edge into chaos. The girls step first. When they step, they revisit the beginnings of human time. Each year, in the classrooms, in the halls, on the playgrounds, they re-enter the place where human society was formed and is reformed again each year. Each new wave of girls and boys step onto the timeless path toward becoming what women and men are. And I'll carefully watch their year's journey. I'll be a guest at our christening. Take a rare glimpse at our dawn. Between the slamming lockers and spelling tests, the hall passes and puppy crushes, I will watch. Watch us be remade. Be remade as what we are again.
Daniel Ferry comes to us by way of Chicago Public Radio.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Steve Drummond, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Michael Cullen.
At the foreign desk, Lauren Jenkins, Ted Clark, Bob Duncan, Jeff Sandman, Douglas Roberts, Dee Dee Skanky, and Rina Advani.
Librarians include Denise Chen, Catherine Baer, Bev Howard, Giselle Foss, Dan Onstad, Maureen Clements, and Robert Goldstein.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.